I will reach out to the people all over the world to spread the sunnah. I will reach out to the people all over the world to spread the sunnah.
This isn't spirituality, that if we stretch a hand, we get apples. If we stretch this hand, we get oranges. What kind of spirituality is this? Magic is also like this.
The disciple wants to be able to see this and that, and to fly here and fly there. If he has given his hand into the hand of a saint, shouldn't he get all this?
Has he given his hand for this purpose? First the saint should achieve it, then it should be achieved by his disciple. If he becomes the disciple for this purpose, then he's made a big mistake. Put his name in the list of those people who've made big mistakes. If he has done it for that purpose, that if he does so and so, it'll happen like this, so this is...
Does it not happen that something will begin to be seen? If we look towards the sky, the sight will be diverted to somewhere else?
Well, we should be able to see across the skies.
Isn't it like this?
Sun is at the fourth sky and it's seen by everyone. So the view is visible even across the third sky.
The person who's not a disciple can also see the sun, but he cannot see beyond.
You talk about seeing across the sky, I've shown you the fourth sky without marvels. Everybody can see it. It's seen by everybody.
Papa, please remove these misunderstandings.
No. We shouldn't have this kind of thinking. It's not included in the four conditions to be a saint, that the saint must keep showing marvels and wonders and miracles and solving all sorts of problems. The four conditions to be a saint are that he should be a Sunni with correct faith. His succession of allegiance should reach the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Not the family lineage. To be a Sayyid isn't a must. Not every Sayyid can become a saint. These four conditions are for the Sayyid as well, which I'm describing to you. So the succession of allegiance should reach the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam by the succession of Khilafah. His succession should go from one person to another person to another person and should reach finally up to the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It's not correct if the succession is broke somewhere. Someone might have claimed and becomes the saint deceitfully, as people do nowadays. His succession of Khilafah begins, but as the succession is broken ahead, then this isn't correct. He's not a correct saint. He's not right. The poor fellow is a saint whose tail is broken and who has only the darkness in the front. Thirdly, third condition, he shouldn't publicly commit sins, such as backbiting publicly. He shouldn't deceive, he shouldn't shave his beard or trim it, and he shouldn't use swear words publicly. If he commits sins and makes them public, if he misses prayers, or if he casts an evil eye on a woman not observing veil. Nowadays, sittings are arranged in which they touch each other, and everything is done. So if he commits a sin publicly, then this condition becomes invalid, and it's not allowed to have an allegiance to such a saint. Fourth, the sequence can be changed. Now there remains the fourth condition. So I'll tell you the fourth condition now. And that is he should be an Islamic scholar, cannot be a saint. An ignorant person cannot be a saint. The definition of an Islamic scholar is that he should be aware of the faiths and he should know the farais, i.e. the obligatory things, and he should know that, and besides knowing the necessary issues, he should have the capability of finding the solution of issues from books without the help of anyone if required. He should have such capability. He should be such a scholar. At least he should have this much knowledge in order to be a saint. Obviously, if he's not a knowledgeable person, if he's ignorant and he doesn't have this much capability, actually the saint is supposed to guide people to uprightness and to reform them. If he doesn't know how to reform, then how will he reform himself and how will he reform his disciples? He'll keep talking irrelevantly, or after reading a book of mysticism, will read out one or two stories of mysticism And his activities at this place will go on, just as his activities at other places do go on. Such saints are ignorant. Not all of them, but they're ignorant as well, who don't fulfill the definition of a scholar. They commit sins publicly. I'm telling you, just for your information. I'm telling you so that you have the knowledge about this, for your information. But please, if you find someone like this, then don't talk against them. You're not responsible. It's wajib to advise someone when it's possible that you say to such and such person, oh saint, it's a sin to have a little beard.
Allah has called it haram.
So you renounce this act and grow the beard further. If you've got a good opinion that if you say this to the saint, he'll agree, now it'll become wajib for you to advise him. Normally the saint knows about these things. They normally know all these things. Obviously I've got a lot of old experiences about this. Beard, the saint wears no beard. The saint has so much spirituality, his beard is in his heart. Well, if it's in his heart, then he should write it, hang from his neck, and display it that I'm not a sinner. To see my beard, one must have eyes. My beard is in my heart. The hadith that we've gone through, we've read about growing a beard on the face. We haven't read about growing the beard in the heart. Now, this is the new issue of that saint. He has raised another issue, saying that his beard is on his heart. If you cannot reach such saints, then say goodbye to them from afar. One shouldn't be involved with them. If you get involved, you couldn't do even the little bit of work that you're doing right now. So it shouldn't be advised to anyone. It'll become wajib to advise him when you have a good opinion that he'll agree. He's obedient, he'll understand, he'll listen, and he'll agree. He'll renounce. Then a person can say to him, but it's very difficult, very difficult.
Papa, the beard of the heart will be like observing veil by the heart.
Yes, yes, just as women say.
Veil should be observed by the heart.
It should be observed by the heart. Veiling, our intention is clear. Veil should be observed by the heart. It should be renounced. The Quran and Sunnah have orders of Sharia about observing the veil physically. There is a book regarding veil, namely, Parde ke bare mein sawal jawab. It contains the answer to this question. So they say nowadays that they observe the veil by the heart. Our intention is clear, destination is easy. Well, if we agree that your intention is correct, okay, you are right. But the one who's staring at you with wide open eyes, what do you do about making his intention clear? Making his intention clear? His intention doesn't become clear.
If he makes the intention at the time of looking at her that he's looking at his sister, then?
Even then it will not be allowed. I'm saying this to make you understand. Even if that woman says that she observes the veil by her heart and her attention is clear, and yet the stranger that looks at her, those men who are looking, what should do regarding their intentions? Who'll clean their intentions? Now, if the intentions of both of them are clear, yet the order is still to observe the veil. So regarding observing the veil by the heart and having a beard in the heart, if people are trapped in other matters, work or problem also, in order to get rid of it, they say, friend, our heart is clear, leave everything. These are all the statements of Mulvis. Heart should be clear. They take drugs and they reach the height. Yes, yes, they reach the height. I'm not refusing this. They reach the height, I know, and agree. But the height were to Shaitan. Such a person cannot reach near Rahman. To reach Rahman, you have to follow the path of the Holy Prophet. Whatever the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has told us, has guided us, only then, if we follow that guidance, then we can reach Rahman. InshaAllah. Otherwise, he'll reach Shaitan. Such kind of people, normally they reach Shaitan. I will reach out to the people all over the world to spread the sunnah. I will reach out to the people all over the world to spread the sunnah.